Joy, if you could just explain, you know, how is it that AI has been, has these kinds of biases? Because, of course, AI can only reflect what already exists. It's not coming up with something itself. So who are the programmers? How is it that these biases, as you say, not just on race, although particularly on race, but also gender and other issues, how are they embedded within AI systems?
Well, the AI systems that we are seeing on the rise are increasingly pattern recognition systems. And so to teach a machine how to recognize a face or how to produce human-like text, like we're seeing with some of the large language models, what you have are large data sets of examples. Here's a face, here's a sentence, here's a whole book, right? And based on that, you have these systems that can begin to learn different patterns. But if the data itself is biased, or if it contains stereotypes, or if it has toxic content, what you're going to learn is the good, the bad, and the ugly as well when it comes to large language models, for example. And then on the facial recognition side, if you have the underrepresentation of certain populations, it could be people with a darker skin, it could be children for good reason, we don't want their faces in those data sets, then when they're used in the real world, you have several risks.